from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day.
Hello, and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. Our show is brought to you by our wonderful sponsor, Hydramay Skin Nutrition. And if you haven't tried it yet, what is holding you up? You must be new. It's really cool stuff. Please do try it. I love it. It's the only thing I use on my face. And I've used those real expensive skin creams. And the only thing I've found that really works for me is Hydramay. So that's pretty cool. Anyway, they are sponsoring our show because they believe in us. So thank you, Marjorie and John. And everyone else that believes in us, too. And you know who you are. I know you don't want your names mentioned, but, you know, I thank you. Now, tonight, we are going to have a really interesting conversation. You can call in, and you may want to be calling in and asking a few questions. What we're going to be talking about is how to cancel your debt. And it's this is not just, you know, homeowners, but also people that have consumer credit debt and things like that through a thing called interest cancellation. Very interesting stuff. I think it's going to help you guys a lot, and I'm hoping that it does. Anyway, my guest tonight is Glenn Barker, who is an expert in this debt canceling stuff that we're going to be talking about. And so welcome to the show, Glenn.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Valerie. Pleasure to be with you in this great show of yours.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. I know when you and I were talking about all of the great stuff that's now available to help people, and it's such a time for it. And so, listeners, this is so timely that, you know, with everything that's going on in the world and with all of the financial concerns that everybody has, you know, this could give you some hope. So that's why I asked Glenn to come on and talk to you about the way things were, the way they are, and hopefully the way they're going to be. So, or the good parts anyway, the other parts we don't want. So, Glenn, if you would, why don't you give a little bio about yourself so listeners know where you're coming from, and then you can just launch right into the way it was and the whole reason for this new stuff that's out there.
Very good. Thank you very much, Dr. Valerie. Love to. A little bit of history about myself. I have a great background in credit card processing, and that is the part of the industry that deals with collection of data from, like, hotels and things like that, and the charging of the cards to the settling of the funds. And what I spent a good 10 years doing is building sales organizations that was a particular called a vertical market. And what that was I had a very unique specialty. What I would do is I would look at a large hotel, and what we developed was the ability to dismantle what they were doing electronically to look at how they were being charged from Visa and MasterCard for all the different ways they use a credit card. You would be surprised how many different types of fees are connected with accepting a credit card. Is it over the phone? Is it in person? What type of card is it? How long do you hold on to the funds because someone's staying at the hotel? Are you holding it because of the reservation? How much of it are you holding? All of these different factors, time, the type of card, how many times it gets reauthorized, all of these things have related charges to the customer, which in this case is the hotel, say. So a large hotel that might have 200 or 300 or 400 or 500 rooms could be experiencing hundreds of thousands of dollars or more, maybe into the millions, of fees connected with dealing with credit cards as a part of their everyday business.
Wow.
Well, yes. So most of these big companies, these things are very hard to decipher because these are fees that are buried in pages and pages and pages of data. And these are also very long-standing relationships these large entities have with these big banks. And so, well, it's a very competitive, very complex business to be in when it takes a look at how do you compete in that business. So, we created a very specialized company that knew how to look at charges, and what the effect was against what the Visa rules were, against what could be done. So in other words, many times big hotels and things like this were forced to take an already existing software that would make them conform to a certain way of using the card. And that conformity made created for them a lot of expense.
Mm-hmm.
When we knew the rules well enough to say, you know, if we built a software for you, or if we had one built for you that really performed to the specs that Visa only requires and not the ones that are forced on you because of the mold that you're forced into, perhaps there would be a better use of the monies, and maybe perhaps you wouldn't have to spend so much on fees using these cards. So am I with you? Are you with me so far?
So far you got me.
So what we would want about doing is this. I would say to a big hotel, all right, if you allow me to work with your numbers for a couple of weeks so I could decipher this, I think I can show you a way where you can save yourself a good amount of money. Allow me to go away, do an assessment, and come on back and present my findings. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I would come back, and more times than not, I could come back with them with a solution that would maybe save them $250,000, $1 million, $1.2 million, who knows, in processing, depending on what I could provide as a technical solution to a cheaper way, or say a less expensive way, to accomplish the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What this would cost them was an outlay of maybe $25,000, $50,000, $60,000 to have the system built to perform this way. Nevertheless, if I can guarantee them $250,000 in savings a year, well, this worked out pretty good.
Yep.
So what I could do is, yeah, so this worked for everybody, right? Win-win. So I could come back and say, listen, I can guarantee you this amount of savings because I can predict how the software is going to perform, right? So this mm-hmm. is a guaranteed result. If you'll sign with this contract for 5 years, then I could get you on the system, you can have this built, and there you go. You can create all these savings for yourself. This was a very unique niche that was created,
mm-hmm.
and I built entire companies on this and sold these portfolios to banks.
Mm-hmm.
So that worked out great, and I did that kind of business for about 10 years, and retired from that and didn't want to do anything for a couple of years. And, you know, these are the kind of big business realms where things, solutions like this can be provided when big money is put in place. You see these kind of systems put in banks for moving funds, like from checking to savings to foreign exchanges and then back. These are arbitrage type, they call them, systems that move money in the right time to the right place in order to facilitate a profit or
mm-hmm.
a lesser cost at using money. So these kind of systems, I've seen these in banks and I've seen them in these kind of big processing units for years. But they're very expensive, and it takes a lot of individual study. Sometimes it would take months for me to get these kind of things worked out. They were worth it because they were great contracts. And so I retired from that, and then a friend of mine gives me a call one day. He's an insurance guy, and he says, I got to show you something. Glenn, I got to show you something. I think this is right up your alley, and he knows what I did. He says, I think when you see this, you're going to absolutely blow your mind. I'm like, I don't want to do anything for 2 years. I've had it. You know, call me back in a year. No, he says, no, please come. So here I am at 9 o'clock at night on a Sunday in his little bitty office in this insurance guy's place, and he's showing me this program where money's being moved around for an individual that's sort of like what I was doing for big companies. And he wasn't explaining it really well, and it was early on in the process, and I said, you know, I think I see what you're doing here, and if this is true for the consumer, I've been doing this for large banks and large companies for years. And I said, but it's very, very expensive because this has to be built. And he goes, no, and he shows me how this works, and I said, oh my gosh, what you have here for the first time ever is the ability to provide for the consumer what was only available to big banks. That is a way to handle money so much more efficiently on an ongoing basis, where there are results that could be achieved that's almost unimaginable because of the complexity of what would have to be done behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, the interface is so simple that it could be just a point and click. I said, if this is really what you have, I'm in. And certainly it did turn out that this is what they had. The first software that came out like this and program was strictly for building equity in properties. So in other words, in order to facilitate the greater pay down of a piece of property, it would help facilitate the homeowner in allocating the right kind of funds at the right time. And it was really pointed only to one thing, home ownership. Well, that was kind of dependent on a home equity line, a loan to help facilitate the process. And those things started going away with all the rest of the banking tools that went away this last couple of years, you know? And so what they've done is they've reinvented and put millions of dollars into this thing so they could retool it for today's economy. So what am I saying? I'm saying there's a piece of technology now that's been developed for the individual to get them out of debt by going after the interest portion and reducing your liability, reducing your exposure to the interest. In other words, the same money could be utilized better to pay off more debt faster and cheaper. And it does it all behind the scenes, and all you have to do is access a piece of software on the internet that tells you what to do, when to do it, and how much you should be paying. It's an incredible, incredible breakthrough. There are four or five big math engines that had to be built into this thing. I know what goes on behind the scenes in these things in order to facilitate this kind of process.
So what you're saying is that without somebody spending any more money, in other words, they have a set amount of money every month that they're getting, so without spending any more than that, they are actually able to reduce their debt picture and build equity much quicker, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, let's realize what this is not, and let's be clear what it is and what it is not.
Mm-hmm.
What this is a way for somebody who makes just a little more than they spend. In other words, you do have to make just a little more than you spend for the system to actually be able to facilitate an accelerated process. Now, we're not talking a lot. We're talking $10, $20 a month. We're talking $200, $300 a year more than you spend. So even those people that have varying incomes and things like that, we'll talk a little bit about the history of other programs that have been out there that fail us because we can't, they're not made for real life, and how this is different than that. But absolutely, there is a way to use money right now with the banking tools that are available right now, like checking accounts, savings accounts, credit cards, and things of this nature that are already existing for most of us to facilitate a better use of monies that could be allocated and utilized in order to facilitate a faster, more effective pay down of debts. And it's brilliant. It is absolutely brilliant. And there's no credit requirements. There's no, we'll get into that soon, but it is absolutely.
I was going to say, you are going to explain how all this works, right? Because right now I'm sitting here going,
okay,
not sure I quite get it, but go ahead.
So I wanted to give kind of an overview so you see where we're at, and then now let's back up and talk a little bit of fun history.
Okay.
In the past, we'll give everybody a little relief here. In the past, what have we had before today? It's all going to seem kind of Stone Age now, but we'll all recognize this. Almost every other program to date has been, if you want to get out of debt, here's your here's the program. Don't ever go out and have any fun. Don't ever buy anything. Don't ever go to the movies. Just live on bread and rice and take every penny you have and put it on your biggest debt. Well, no, the next person says, no, you put on the lowest debt. And the other person says, well, no, put it on the most highest interest debt. Basically, they're all the same. It says pay off one debt, save that money from that debt, pay off your next debt, save all that money from that debt, and pay off the next debt. Essentially, there are spreadsheet programs that say as long as you never have a problem, as long as you you know, never have a bump in your life, as long as you always make more income, you could probably plan to dig yourself out of debt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not knocking those because before today there wasn't much other choice. I mean, really, that's pretty old-fashioned, and that's pretty much what everyone's selling. They give you a CD and a spreadsheet and a workbook, and they send you home, and they go, there you go, and you're pretty much on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Those things now are all pretty much the Stone Age now. Because right now, the technology has moved to a place where we've finally broken this code. For instance, they say the average consumer now has 13 debts. Fair mm-hmm. Isaac is the company that had created the FICO score for us, and you know, that's pretty much running our lives, is the FICO score economically for mm-hmm. us individuals. And they report that the average consumer has 13 debts. Well, if you had 10 extra dollars, where would you put it on those 13 debts? If you got $20 a month that you can maybe try to dig out, where would you put it? Basically, it's a guess. Mm-hmm. No, or you fall into one of these programs and say, well, I'll put it on something. But most people, if they only got $20, they say, who cares? I'm going to buy myself an ice cream cone.
Right.
You know? So these systems, you know, they fail us, and then we fail to stay with them. So this technology does this. If we took all of those debts and we put it into a program, you would figure out that 13 debts, in order to know how to pay all those, the one best way to pay those all off, it's called a factorial math engine. And when you look at factorial math, it shows that there are more than 6 billion unique combinations that you could attempt to try to find the one best way to pay off 13 debts.
Wait a minute. How many?
6 billion.
6
with a B.
Billion ways?
With a B. 6 billion ways.
Holy cow.
Because it's 13 times 12 times 11 times 10 times 9 times 8 times 7 times 6 times 5 times 4 times 3 times 2 times 1.
Holy cow.
That comes out to be a 6 billion. So what is the one best way to take $10 and pay off 13 debts today? Now, tomorrow, you get to start over because tomorrow's a new day. There's new balances, mm-hmm. right? There's different there's different things
right.
that are due. Things have changed. You start over.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not saying that anything else out there does not help. Bless anybody that can stick to a program where they are advancing their way. But if you wanted to find the one unique combination of the most effective way, consistently, by day, by week, by month, by year, you would need something very powerful mathematically to sit down and recalculate what all of those variables would be, and what is the one best thing to do today that would advance you the most for getting you out of debt.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And this is where this wonderful technology of an algorithm-based software comes into play. Because once programmed with all the parameters, just like the giant systems that we had built for big hotels and such, this thing now is looking at factors that are mind-boggling. It'd be like trying to re-roof your house every time it drizzled. You know, it's a Herculean task mathematically to try to figure out. So what this thing does in a nanosecond, by the way it was built, is be able to figure out so many different factors. The timing, how much, what to do when, and the long-term and short-term goals of the individual. For instance, if you needed to save for something on top of it, money could be allocated to be put aside so that you're always building on your savings. If you say, I don't want to ever touch anything in this account here, that could be provided for. And what happens when your life changes? Equate this now to a GPS system versus a map. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would anybody buy a GPS system when you can have a map?
Mm-hmm.
A GPS system will get you to your destination regardless of what the obstacle is. A map doesn't
mm-hmm.
do that, right? So
that's
why
true.
Are they selling why are they selling GPS systems like crazy when there's maps for a dollar? You can go get a map for a dollar. Why are people paying $2,000 to get a GPS system put in their car, the new car, as an extra or whatever, when you can just go buy a map? Because because the maps don't tell you about the roadblocks, they don't get you around traffic, mm-hmm. you know, and they're cumbersome. And you know what? It's kind of like the old system of handling money. It's too cumbersome. It's too much to try to plot out. It's even available on MapQuest. You go on those things, and they're free. But people still, you know why? Because you can go to your GPS, and as you're driving, if you take a wrong turn, it says turn left here, turn right there. It doesn't yell at you if you're lost. It doesn't say, oh, hey, you made a mistake, bad boy. No. It just says, fine, you're here. Let's get you to where you're supposed to go, and let's get you to the quickest way possible.
And I've got to tell you, too, that MapQuest has taken me miles and miles and miles and hours out of my way several times. And it was not anything I did wrong. It was that it didn't have something in there that should have been in there. So I think GPS would have been a much better thing for me.
So imagine, if you will, an autopilot. You know how autopilot works on a plane, in theory, right? The planes are really off course almost 85-90% of the time. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
But it's only
actually, I did know that.
Yeah, you know, because they're veering off course. And so what is there? There's an autopilot with a GPS system that says, okay, well, you're blown off, you know, an eighth of a mile this way. We'll get back on, you know, go back this way. So a plane is almost more times off course than on. How does it ever find its way back? Well, it's got a guidance system. And the guidance system says it's okay that you've been blown off course slightly because we know how to get you there. It doesn't care that there's a bump. It doesn't matter there's a bump. It says we still know the fastest way there. And basically, you sit there and just watch it drive you home. So if there was something out there that could do this for your finances, imagine not having to really monitor closely what you're doing. What I mean is, how would you like to be able to go through your life the way you live it now, simply having something that could utilize your funds better, and as long as you keep it updated a couple of times a month to let it know what you're doing if your life changed, it would guide you. Every time you write a check, it would just tell you how much to write, to who, and when to send it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make those
that
checks
could be,
out. Yeah,
that could be very interesting. So you're only doing this like whenever you get paid, right? Once a month, twice a month, whatever.
Exactly. I mean, don't get me wrong. Some people love it, and they play with this thing, and they do all kinds of scenarios because we'll get into some of the fun stuff it can do. But essentially, a couple times a month, you go onto your own website, and you get a password for it, and you take a look, and it says, well, you've got 3 months in advance you can see. It's already mapped out for you. So if nothing changes in your life in those 3 months, that's pretty much financially what's going to happen for you. Terrific. But if there is a variable, if you make a little more money, if you make a little less money, if the gas bill is a little different, well, you just update it. Or you call the company and you say, would you help me with this update? I want to be sure it's right. Fine. And then they do that for you. And all you do is follow the prompts. So your life is led very much the way you're doing it right now, except you're going to be guided about when to do things and how much to pay, when to do it, and to whom. That's it. And you have control of your money. This is just the math. So we'll get into a little bit of that, too, because it's important that people know this is not a system that has access to your money. You don't need your account numbers. Don't need your credit card numbers. In fact, don't even really need the name of the lenders. What it's working on is the mathematics behind what you owe. For instance, you have a house. It has a mortgage. Say you have 25 years left. If we know you owe $200,000, it's a 6% loan. You got 30 years on the loan, say, we know that's going to be a $1,200 payment. You're always going to pay that. But what this thing looks at, it says, where are we going to have an opportunity to be able to cancel some interest for you? It's just going to prompt you to do things at certain times in your favor. Let's look at it this way. Banks have designed their systems to keep you in debt as long as possible, to extract money from you as much as possible. And there's a big chunk of America that has got themselves in a position where they can't even see the end of the tunnel.
True.
I mean, there is so much debt going on for so long that I see a lot of hopelessness out there. There just doesn't look like there's any end. And when we're being robbed of our kids' college, we're being robbed of our retirement, and what's worse, we're being robbed of our hope of a better tomorrow. Incomes are shrinking, right? Yeah, people don't even want to invest in some things in the market because that's just scary. So there's a lot of people just, right? They're just frozen. I mean, you're just frozen in their tracks, and I see it every day because this is the business I'm in, you know? So I see this so much. So the effect of what's going on, the numbing effect of a great amount of debt, it's paralyzing to a lot of people. And I don't mean to be a doom and gloomer, but it's simply a fact that that has a weight that wears on families and wears on relationships, and it's almost disabling to a lot of people because it just looks like there's just no end. And, and so we see a fair amount of people just giving up, saying, you know what, you can have your debt back. I would rather deal with the consequences of whatever comes from that than to try to do that. And we see worse. You know, there's a lot of terrible things that people are doing. And we've seen this also in the times of depression, when fathers leave the homes because they're actually too ashamed to go home because they can't get work. There's, you know, a lot of things like this, and it doesn't all have to be that way. There's a certain amount of society now we're not going to be able to help, so please understand that this is not a foreclosure bailout type of product. There's a time for lawyers, you know, and that's for a small part of society that is still at a point where things have gone so far where this is really not a debt bailout system. This is for someone that says, okay, I am faced with a certain amount of debts, and I am obligated to pay these, and I plan on paying these. And so what I'm looking for is how could I facilitate a faster payoff, less interest in the meantime, and then soon put my money into other things. And so we're going to talk a little bit about wealth building as we go along. So, that's the kind of client that's really works for us, and we believe it's about 75 or 80% of the population out there. Say there's 10% that are, you can't help them really because it's not designed for that. And then there's a small group on the top that are sometimes either too arrogant or too or too knowledgeable or too tied up in other kind of financial services that they can't extract themselves from that to use this. But we think for a large portion of America, that is. The individual, the family, and actually the real estate investor. There's a great, great product, and Pops really will get a chance to cover each of those three areas that are that we have a great, great solution for. And I know I've talked a lot, so do you have a question for me, too, for anything we've covered so far?
Yeah, and also I'd like to mention to the listeners that if you guys want to call in and ask Glenn questions, please do that. Because we are taking questions, and let me see. Let me pull up the numbers here because I do not have them memorized, and I'm too lazy to do that. So, so let's look at the numbers here. We have 888-389. Oops, and it just disappeared. 389. Trying to find it there. 3452 is the toll-free number for the United States, and then worldwide it's 877-489-6350. And then the direct line is 530-776-5144. So if you have any questions for Glenn, please do call in, and I know that Glenn will do his best to answer them. And in the meantime, if you would give somebody an example, say they had a $200,000 mortgage, can you give them an example of what kinds of things can happen monetarily? You know, I mean, how is this program going to help somebody with that kind of a mortgage?
Absolutely. In fact, there's a typical mortgage I use that is that I have memorized, so if you allow me to use this one because I can...
Oh, sure.
I can use the math off the top of my head. If someone were to have a $200,000 mortgage and they had a 6% rate, that payment would be $1,199.10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so $1,199.10 would be their payment for 30 years. What's half of 30? We all went to school. We probably know this answer. What is half of 30? We were taught it was 15.
Yeah.
Well, according to the bank, it's 21. It'll take you 21 years to be halfway through with your loan. You will have paid $300,000 in order to pay off $100,000 of that loan.
Yeah.
Now, that's 6%. Actually, that's 300%. Really. But the way it's amortized, and they used to call it compounded, and they didn't like that name. But understand, we're not here to bash the banks. Banks do serve, still in our society, for a lot of people, a very great service. We couldn't do a lot of things we do unless we had banks. But nevertheless, it's the only game in town if you wanted to buy a home, unless you have cash. We're just trying to show that there is a big, large number of the monies that goes out to interest, especially in the first years. You know, the first few payments of that $1,199, $199 goes to principal. $1,000 doesn't count because that's interest. And when I say it goes
and that,
to interest,
and I'd like to say too that that's a big difference because you know when the interest rates were up at almost 15% years ago back in the 80s, I bought a house at that time, and my payment was $1,900 a month on a little tiny house that was not that expensive, and $9.29 a month went to the principal.
Yeah.
And it's the rest of it all went to interest. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Horrible.
So little of your money goes to paying down the debt. So for those that don't understand this type of math, this is it's front-loaded, which means they figured out that most people were moving in the first 10 years within a house. And so the part that paid off more of the house was later on in the loan. It was later on in the loan. So really the last 5 years of your loan, you're paying about 90% principal and about 10% interest. In the front
so that's why they did that.
That's why they did that, because they figured out that you were going to move and they could keep your money. You could be in a house for 5 years and they'll give you back $3,000. You've given them, you know, $170,000, you know, and they'll give you back $3,000 because they knew you were going to move and so they could keep your money. So essentially, we're all renting our homes because when we get done, we can say that we get a tax break. I'd like to go after that if we have time. you know, I'm just a big fan of people keeping their money so they can do things with it. I'm a big fan of you keep your money, and that's why I latched onto this. So this so went with the niche that was created for me that I just saw this as a wonderful, it's a great ally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the consumer doesn't really have many great allies that actually day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year, actually stand with them. I mean, it's one thing to go to somebody when you're in trouble. And I don't want to be too much of a soapbox here. And it's another thing to get a lawyer if you'll pay them or they'll take on a cost for you. But to actually have something as powerful as this, where you can give a call at no charge and say, listen, I'm thinking about buying a car. The dealer offers me 6% for 60 months. My bank says I can have 4% for 40 months, and I have $3,000. But what would be the best thing for me? What will actually cost me? I don't want to go be, well, I like the dealer guy. He was really nice. Well, that's great. I'm glad you like him. But economically, what's the smartest thing? We don't know. We could guess. Mm-hmm. Right? So now, what do you have? You have an ally here. You have a piece of software and a company that stays with you through all of these different things in your life. You can give a call and say, listen, I'm looking at a financial decision. What's going to impact me the least? They say, well, let's take a look. Call up your software. Let's see what's going to impact you the least. And they put in these different loans, and you can see, well, this is going to cost, this five-year loan is going to cost me an extra $8,000 to do. This one's only cost $5,000 extra. Well, I do need a car. I'm going to go with this loan. It's a better deal for me in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can like to maybe get a used car. Because maybe it's right, and that's what we see a lot of. We see a lot of better decisions being made as we go along. So we have a great retention rate. We have about 94% to 97% retention rate on the product, and people are 20% in the main doing better, mostly because they're making more informed decisions. And as they go ahead, they realize that the power of just a few dollars. Now, I want to get back to your question about the loan.
Mm-hmm.
You asked me specifically, what could someone expect? The average person that would maybe have an extra $25 on a brand new $200,000 loan might look, that's if they're making all their bills, right, and they have just $300 a year to work with. Now, that $300 a year on itself isn't going to do a lot if you're paying on a mortgage. But allowing the system to utilize those money so that where it's sitting counts and it's doing all these great little moves and facilitate a better pay down, you might see something around, on the average I see somewhere between $80,000 and $140,000 saved in interest, and sometimes from anywhere from a third to the half of the time paid off faster.
Wow.
That would be impossible to do. Impossible to do with that money yourself.
You know, and I've tried that myself because I learned about the amortization schedule a long time ago, and every time I've had a house, I've done that. But, you know, you're right. If you sell the house in less than 10 years, you don't see any of that.
No.
You know, and I did that. I didn't see any benefit from it, and I was still out just as much money every month. Never had any money left over because by the time you do a new house, a new car, you know, living expenses, you know, and that type of thing, there's nothing left.
And now in these last few years, I've seen a lot of negative amortization loans where you're actually piling up more debt the longer you're in the house. So actually, by paying the minimum payment, you're actually falling behind. That's another loan that's out there. Because of the drop in values of properties, some people actually owe more than the building's worth.
A lot of that's happened lately with all this crap. You know, we had a question here too on
how we can help.
I'm sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you there. One of the questions was. That someone asked is, do you need a mortgage to use this system?
No, there's a product that for somebody that has, everybody grab your pencils and paper, because there's a couple products out there. There's people that have properties and people that do not. And there are two different products. If you have under 10 debtors and no mortgage, so under 10 debtors, meaning under 10 credit cards and student loans and things and auto loans and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have under 10 debtors, under $80,000 in debt and no mortgage, there's a smaller program that's an express program that was made just for that. So who is this for? This is for the renter. No, this is for the maybe someone who's even debt-free on the house side but just has other debts. So if it's not including a mortgage, there's a smaller program that works for them. And then for people that have either a mortgage or more than 10 debtors and more than $80,000 in debt. So there's a threshold that was created. So it's like a smaller program and then the larger program. And that larger program can facilitate somebody who has many properties. Well, we'll talk a little bit when we get a chance for those that are the real estate investor that has many, many properties to look at, and they've had stagnating or maybe dropping values, and they're really concerned now. We'll talk about the other end on the wealth building in just another minute, but there's another product that helps them, and that's the Pro product that's absolutely brilliant for handling multiple properties. So, we've touched on that. We've talked about a little bit of history now. We've talked about the kind of different products that are out there, and I can also touch on to a little bit of the wealth building aspects of what this can do.
Yeah, wealth building, because a lot of people now are talking about, well, you know, I've got a little bit of extra money, and I can see if I hang on to it for, you know, another 6 months, the housing market's going to drop another 25% to 50%, depending on what area you're in. Hey, now we can go pick up a house, but how are we going to do it? Because nobody's lending any money now. And so it's like, yeah, you got to have some kind of help, you know,
right,
some way to kind of get that upper edge. And it sounds to me like this product really has that.
Thank you, Dr. Valerie. In fact, it does. And let's talk about the hopelessness just for a moment here of depending on what happens out there before you do something in here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what we see so much of, and a big part of our economy was riding on, I mean personal economies, was riding on the fact that many out there, I should say, were kind of become dependent on a good economy. Our own personal economies weren't set up to weather the storm. We had such a comfortably growing economy for so long that I see a lot of people that have were pretty much dependent upon that growth to continue their lifestyle. So as long as things kept progressing, we were fine. Well, the truth of it is, as long as things were progressing, we were allowing ourselves to ignore the fact that we're just getting deeper in debt, you know, and that things... So a little bit of self-responsibility comes into play, because I think we, many, many people became dependent upon a growing economy and thought that that would keep on going on. And this is not a blame game. It is simply a fact, because I see it, how many personal economies have collapsed because the bigger picture could not support it anymore. So as long as good things were going on out there, that means your personal economy is going to do good in here. Now, there's some things that are beyond your control, absolutely. If your company folds up, you're out of work, this is not, you know, this is something that, that's befalling you. But here's the thing, what I'm saying is that there was a whole housing market that was dependent, and a lot of investors were put their money into buildings that they figured was always going to grow a couple percent a year. And they based their whole economy on that growth. And now that that's not there, and they lose a tenant, now they've lost, they can lose 10 buildings because they were so dependent on that, and the equity was lost. Now they can't draw the wealth from those buildings to do anything. So because of the, right, so the, you know, so the economy goes down, the building's not worth what it is, they owe more than the building's worth, so they lose a few tenants, they can't even draw the cash out of the buildings to help sustain themselves. And so it's a house of cards, it collapses on itself. And I'm seeing a lot of this. So what can this do for that part of the economy? This is what it can do. It can help utilize rents for people that do own multiple properties in such a way to facilitate a faster pay down on the property. Even though the property right rate, we can still be building equity in those properties at a faster rate than they could ever do on their own with those monies. So therefore, they are enriching themselves, and it's not dependent on what's going on out there. It is handling the personal economy and their own businesses and their own lives that is a better utilization of their money than it could ever have been done handling it themselves. For instance, I've got a guy who's got 30 homes. He rents them all, and he was on the slate for the next, you know, 45 years to pay these off. And he thought, maybe in the next 10 years, he'd have enough money to start buying more. Well, now in 4 years, he can buy more. And now the banks will give him more money now because he looks like he can pay it off faster. And in fact, he can.
Wow.
But actually, so you see what I mean about the wealth building aspect? If you can prove to your bank that you can pay off your loans faster because you've got a system that does it, he creates a P&L statement, it's called, the profit and loss statement, for how he's going to do it. He presents it to his banker, and his banker said, here, have $4 million more dollars. Go buy some more property. You know what you're doing, pal.
Wow.
Right. So look what we're, there's an aspect of what we're doing here. I'll give you another example, wealth building, okay? A time to buy a property, you bet it's right now if you're in that kind of position, especially if you have your own money. I have a fellow that comes to me all the time. He says, I have two commercial properties, Glenn. This one's got 300 units, and this one's got 270 units, and here's all the facts and figures. Before he buys it, I can tell him which property is going to cash flow better, which one's going to pay off better, how soon he's going to be able to take money out of that property to buy his next one.
Wow.
So if he knows the area he wants, and he knows things with commercial properties especially, all those figures are there, you know, the maintenance, the vacancy rate, you know, what all these factors are. We put all of those in as if he already owns them, right? And I can tell him with the rate he gets from his bank when they're going to pay off. So now he says, I'm buying the property that's going to be the best economic solution for the money I'm putting in. And that's the property he buys.
Well, you could do that with a home that you're just buying for yourself, too, couldn't you?
I'm sorry, I missed part of that.
You could do that with a home that you're buying for yourself, too, couldn't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you want to look at loans, absolutely. And any time you say before, in fact, I had this very scenario the other day. A lady came to me, she says, I'm going to refi for to get a little lower rate. And I said, good, while we're working on your the program you have, in case it doesn't go through because things happen, let's work on the rate you already have, and then I'll do a second scenario for your new rate. So you'll know how it's going to react. She says, oh, you can do that. How wonderful. So her old rate was, 6%, and she was going to try to get 5.5, you know, 5.25.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to cost her, $4,000 to redo the loan. Well, what happened is, two things came up. One thing was, the loan's going to cost you, $3,000 or $4,000 to recast the loan. You know, it's going to take you 4 years to pay that off because it's only going to save you $98 a month.
Mm.
So she was like, oh, I didn't realize that. I said, I'm not trying to discourage you. I'm just simply saying, let's look. And here's what your new payment should be. She was at $1,100. She'd be now at $998 or something. So you're going to save about $100 a month. It's going to take you, a long time to get your money back. But so just know that. And I said, here's your two, here's what you should be paying, for that amount on that loan. Here should be your payment. And if there's anything different than that, realize something's up because we figured out what your loan should be. And she was just so, what I was trying to tell you, she was so grateful because now she went in empowered simply by me. She hasn't used the product yet. I just did that for her on her analysis, and we'll get that talk about that next. We did this analysis for her that let her know in advance of making a decision the impact on her financially.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she still chooses to go get the new loan. That's great. That's still her decision. I just could tell her quantitatively exactly what the loan was going to cost, how it was going to impact her, when it was going to pay off, what she was going to save, how much she'd be paying for it, how much the payment was going to be. And she didn't know these things. And this is just one of the wonderful, empowering things that we can do to help you make an informed decision on things that affect your financial life for many, many years.
Awesome.
Right. I like it too.
Yeah, I think, when we first talked, As I told you, I thought this was something really that people needed to know about because it was complete news to me. And, it just was really, really interesting. And even though I don't have a mortgage to pay off or, any of the other stuff that most people have, it's like, I could see where this could help a lot of people. And we're almost out of time, but I wanted to be sure that I thanked you for coming on to tell people about this stuff. And that's why, because we need help. We all need help right now. We need to help each other.
Absolutely.
And so anything we can do to help each other is so important.
Let's see if we can cover one last short topic, and that is
sure.
If there's anybody out there that would like to have a look at this product and see what it could do, we have the ability to take a look at anyone's finances at absolutely no cost to them. We believe so strongly in what we do and its performance that we'll provide an analysis to anybody who requests it. And that is that can be done right over the Internet, live with me or one of our agents, and it could be they can get a first-hand look at how this thing would perform for them in advance. And there's a guaranteed outcome that goes along with it. So if anybody feels compelled and they want to try to improve the situation, don't prejudge yourself because I've seen things that seem quite almost impossible that were miraculous, and it brings tears to my eyes to see to see the light go back in the end of the tunnel for folks, and especially if we can advance that light for many years and bring life back into things. It's a wonderful business to be in. I know it seems like it's about a hard thing, which is money, but the truth of it is we're giving the gift of giving people their life back. Giving them hope back. Giving them money means the ability to do other things.
Yeah.
And that's what it is mostly. I see it affords you the ability to maybe have the kind of life that you'd like to have for you or those that you love. So that's the part I'm in love with.
Well, yeah. It's like when I talk to people about the quantum vortex and they put their manifestation desires in there, I tell them, before you ask for $1 million or $10 million, ask yourself why you want that. Do you really want that money so that you can dance around naked in it and, cackle madly like Scrooge McDuck and never spend it? Or do you want the financial freedom or the just life freedom that you think that money's going to bring you? And 9 times out of 10, it's the freedom that people are looking for.
Well, I want to thank you and this wonderful show that you have, and I want to let everybody out there, I know we're out of time, but it was Dr. Valerie's great heart that she wanted to reach out with, and she said to me, this is for my listeners, and I wanted to get that in there.
Well, thank you, and I'd like to mention too that that Glenn has a great offer for you guys. If you're interested, or anybody that you know is interested, just mention that you heard about that here on the Enlightened Medicine Show, and you will get a 10% discount on the program, which is quite sizable. So so please just remember that you heard it here on the Enlightened Medicine Show, and you'll get the discount. And then also, Glenn, would you let people know how to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Everyone grab your pencils. You can get a hold of me through the email at Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at AmericaMortgageFree.com. That's Glenn at AmericaMortgageFree.com. And, of course, AmericaMortgageFree.com is the website. And is it okay to give out a phone number?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, 630-890-3713.
Give it out again, please. It kind of broke up there.
All right, 630-890-3713.
Excellent. And we have a caller. We have a caller, so go ahead, caller.
Dr. Valerie, this is Carla.
Hey, Carla, how are you?
Hey, the reason why I'm calling is I wanted to tell you I'm going to be going on the program. Glenn did an analysis for me. And I'm basically going to be debt-free in 10 years and 1 month.
As opposed to how long were you looking at paying everything off?
My mortgage I have had, if I did the original 30-year mortgage amortization, I would have 24 more years to go.
Oh, wow.
And I will be debt-free in 10 years and 1 month, and that's including 2 car payments.
Wow. Very cool.
When he did that on me, you know me, and some of your listeners do know me too, and you mentioned earlier, you know, what's your outcome as far as, you know, your financial basis and that, and I kept saying I want, you know, peace and freedom. Anybody that knows me knows that about me. I want peace and freedom. And when Glenn did my analysis and that, I did everything I could to make sure my voice didn't crack. He's heard the story over and over. And I did everything I could not to go in the ugly cry, as Oprah calls it. And because I'm like, I'm going to have my peace and freedom. And that, and because that was one of the things that I've been working on the past 10 years, is to get myself, you know, back at the level, you know, that I was before. And this program is getting me back to ground zero. And I'm able to do it the same way as I'm doing now. I mean, I'm not, you know, I can't go out and do my Starbuckies or can't do this or can't do that. It's, you know, it's just repositioning everything.
Well, yeah, and, you know, if you go to a financial planner, the first thing they'll do is they drop the latte habit, you know? Because
well,
you could buy a new car
idea.
On those lattes.
Not a bad idea to cut back in any case.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that story with us, Carla. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Carla.
Yeah, I waited to the end, and, you know, so you guys can get all your information, but that's what it's going to do for me, and, I mean, I'm just ecstatic. I'm doing everything I can not to do the ugly cry.
Yeah.
Bless you, Carla. And she's telling everybody she knows about it, and that's a great thing. Isn't that a wonderful, what a wonderful way to end our program with somebody that has, look at the light. You can feel the light in her. When before it was so far away. How wonderful. That's the wonderful part of financial freedom is the ability to see another kind of life.
And that's so important. And, you know, I keep telling people, you know, my listeners know that I have this this really wacky spiritual side. And I say wacky because I hear those voices once in a while, and they tell me to go do these things that are rather inconvenient sometimes. But, you know, it's all about opening up, you know, new portions in humanity's heart and in their minds, restoring them to reality. And, you know, one of the things that is so important is hope. And if you can even start a little glimmer of hope in someone's life, you can literally save their soul. And so this is why I thought it was real important to have you come on and talk to people about this, that there is hope, and that, yes, you can get through this, and you can prosper, and you just need to know how to do it.
That's right.
You know?
We're glad
that's all it is.
That's right. The technology has been finally brought to us, and now the word has reached your ear, and now it's incumbent on all of us to take action.
Absolutely.
That is.
I'm going to let you guys go, okay?
Okay, thanks, Carla.
Okay, bye-bye, guys.
Bye. Okay, and
well,
we are about out of time.
Yeah, and that blew by a very, very fast hour.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing that with us. And listeners, again, if you are interested, please do connect with Glenn and go to his site, americamortgagefree.com, or email him, glenn@americamortgagefree.com. And if you mention that you heard about the program on the Enlightened Medicine Show, you will get 10% off. And that could be quite good.
Every bit counts.
Yeah, I think you'd be happy. So anyway, so it'll help you in a number of ways. There is help out there, and those of us that are involved in all these kinds of things that we're doing it because the little voice told us to. So
There you go.
So anyway, thank you so much, Glenn, for being on the show, and I look forward to hearing people's success stories with this program. And also, thank you so much, Hydramay Skin Nutrition, the sponsor of our show, and to all the people that have contributed time, energy, and money to keep the show on the air. I love you guys, and, you know, the show's for you. So anytime that you want to contact me, you're welcome to do so. And you can connect with me off of my BBS radio page, or you can email me at dr.valerienmd@gmail.com. So until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
And awaken, awaken.